With Sentinel Visualizer, it's a culmination of a lot of the work and data analysis that we've done over the years. The idea being that it's a new approach for visualizing and analyzing data, at the same time trying to provide an easy-to-use software package for folks who need to analyze large amounts of data and to try and connect the dots.
This isn't just data, though. This is actual photographs?
It can be a combination of things. The knowledge base built into the software allows you to ingest or import just about any type of data, whether it's text data, rows and columns, images, pictures, video, audio, things like that, and store it all in one central location and then analyze it through a variety of tools.
And then once you've been able to do that, how do you pull that information, put it together, and get it into a form that's a way that you can take some action on what you've learned?
Well, we built Sentinel Visualizer around the concept that the human mind can make much better associations and spot trends and see the hidden patterns in data once it's presented visually. So if you can imagine taking data from the format that we're all used to in working with computers, typically rows and columns, and transforming that into sort of a network chart, a visualization of hubs and spokes and the connections between individuals and groups and whatnot, that's where Sentinel Visualizer provides the ability to find these hidden connections and trends.
Can you give us an example so that we can more clearly visualize in our mind what we could expect from a given scenario?
Sure. Let's say that you have a data set that contains things like phone numbers and call times and who called who and whatnot. When you look at that using traditional software, you usually look at it as rows and columns, and you can see that a certain person called another person on a certain time. But when you take that data out and you map it, the connection from phone number to who owns that phone, to the time that they made the call, to another person who then called another person, once you can start visually seeing how that traces out, then you start seeing centrality. You see who the key members of that phone conversation as it's spread out over time. You can see, again, the hubs and the spokes. You can see it over time. You can see how, say, a conversation in a community, whether it's a community of, you know, people talking on the phone to their friends or it's terrorists planning an attack. But once you can see it visually, you can start seeing things that are not possible through traditional row and column-centric type of data visualizations.
Well, it may be possible, but it sure would make it a lot easier because the connection is then being extrapolated from one point of information to many points of information.
Exactly. And if you think of, you know, a lot of times some of the data visualization that we're used to are things like traditional business graphics, bar charts, pie charts, or perhaps we've looked at network diagrams in the form of organizational charts. You know, you have a person at the top and it fans out. But the interesting thing about using data analysis and visualization software is that it allows you to sort of move beyond that one-dimensional model. So instead of an org chart, what you have is a central node. It could be a person, it could be an organization, it could be a bank account. And then from there, all the connections that fan out, and then of all the players around the circle, how they fan out to others. Then when you take that and start applying things like geospatial analysis, where you can see the location of these things on a map, and add in time-based analysis, where you can see how a network is changing over time, sort of like, you know, a rewind button and a play button to be able to go through and see all these different elements. Once you take all that and you put it up on the screen, it's a pretty eye-opening experience.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an interesting piece of forensic detective, information. I'm sure that all these CSI shows would greatly appreciate something like this.
You know, it's funny, a lot of our customers have been asking for years, when can we get the technology that we see on television?
Here it is.
We're very excited about Sentinel Visualizer providing, you know, the first peek at some of the technologies that are now coming online, especially for the federal government.
Now, the version of this that's available that's most commonly in use in the federal government, it appears from what I've read, is the executive version. What does that do? What are some of the advanced features of that that the standard version doesn't do?
Well, we've got a couple different levels of the Sentinel Visualizer software. It's built around the idea that there are obviously a lot of different price points and job requirements within the community of people who need to do data analysis. So we've got everything from our standard version of the software that you can easily deploy off a CD onto your laptop or your desktop computer and instantly start analyzing data, all the way up to a premium version that adds in geospatial and multi-user abilities. And one of the things that really, I think, differentiates Sentinel Visualizer from some of the other solutions out there is the fact that you can go from a deployment in the field, a single user on a laptop, to a small work group all the way up to an enterprise-type solution just by adding more computers onto the network. The software is designed not only to share data, but allow the users to share the process of how they analyze data and to do it in real time.
And so the multiple users, can they pull from multiple databases at the same time also?
Right. The knowledge of how the types of data that we have access to now and the variety of data that's coming in on a daily basis pretty much dictates that any modern software package be able to handle multiple data streams from multiple sources.
But that doesn't get shared outside of a given agency, or maybe in Homeland Security it would be shared between agencies, but there's a security firewall there, isn't there?
Yeah, and that's typical of most of these operations. The security around these types of data sets and applications is obviously very critical. Our point is to make software that will allow agencies to share data wherever possible.
Well, it seems amazing to me because it looks as though, or it sounds as though the computer is analyzing information. It's up to the individual who's the analyst to actually look at it and draw conclusions from it. But it seems that there's so much more possibility that you could actually go back and look at an entire, say, terror network or terror cell just because of the connections that's made through this software, rather than through streaming through so much information which was how it was done in the past.
Well, exactly. You know, you brought up a word earlier that's key, and that is forensics. And, you know, the idea of going back through, say, a terrorist attack or something bad that's happened or has been uncovered, the ability to go back and look at it in a forensic nature allows you to learn a lot about the nature of the planning of the attack. But the next step and what we're trying to approach with Sentinel Visualizer is the ability to move beyond just the forensic side and be more predictive. For example, if you can look forensically at a past attack or a set of attacks, you can identify certain signatures, things that you see, patterns that happen in the planning or anticipation of the attack, and then take those little nuggets of knowledge and be able to apply them in a predictive manner, be able to decide, are we seeing similar signatures or indicators that may cause us concern? So moving beyond forensic into predictive is what we see as the next generation for the software industry as a whole, providing analytical tools to the government. And we're excited that Sentinel Visualizer is providing some of those first steps in being predictive.
Well, we certainly do appreciate you joining us today. Beyond the federal government, is this also being used by local law enforcement as well?
You know, that's an interesting question, because initially we built this expressly for the federal government based on the 20 years of building data-centric applications here at FMS. And every customer that we showed it to saw direct applicability to what they were doing. But we got the continual question, wouldn't this be great for local law enforcement? Wouldn't this be great for being able to track gang members? Or in a completely different environment, wouldn't it be a great tool for researchers trying to do, say, historical research or scientific research, to be able to take the same type of rows and columns of data and start visualizing it? So that probably, I think, to our team is the most exciting aspect, the fact that this can be applied to a whole variety of problems and industries. But right now we've got our eyes, you know, pretty much focused on the needs of the federal government and moving into local law enforcement.